大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Michelle 米歇尔。今天我们邀请到的嘉宾依然是北京环球雅思的口语老师雷世健老师。
大家好，我是雷世健。
我们今天呢，周日还是按照以往的惯例跟大家分享 TED Talk 当中 The Ideas That Worth Spreading。今天呢，我们跟大家分享一个话题，可能一上来听起来比较沉重。但是呢，他最后引导出来的还是一个正面积极的想法和力量。那么我们今天这个 TED Talk 演讲嘉宾呢，叫做 Amanda Bennett。 She's not just any Amanda， She is actually a Pulitzer Prize winner。 她也是年纪不小，然后一生都是做记者，是媒体人。她也做过很多出色的调查性报道。他出过六本书，最近出的这一本叫做 The Cost of Hope，
希望的代价。
对，希望的代价，也是这本书使得他赢得了这个普利策奖。他今天主要演讲的内容呢，是为什么之前说可能有些沉重，是关于死亡。
The Journey of the Death。
A Journey of the Death。 这里面他整个故事讲到了他和他丈夫之间的故事，他丈夫的死亡，他丈夫和死亡的斗争，以及他们心中的变化，以及他对死亡的之前和之后的不同的认识。
Since the first day, her husband was diagnosed with a problem of cancer, 癌症。 Until the last day, her husband passed away. A lot of things that they had experienced, and those are the things in her books. In her book。
虽然说我们可能把他演讲的主要内容提前告诉给大家了，不过不是剧透，对，就是还是给大家一个整体的概念，说他这次演讲主要讲的内容是什么。他其实在演讲的最开始呢，他给我们描述了他和他丈夫相知相爱的故事，并且他也描述了他丈夫是多么一个有活力的人。我们来听听他的第一段演讲。
So I'd like you to come back with me just for a few minutes to a darkNight in China, the night I met my husband. It was a city so long ago that it was still called Peking. So I went to a party. I sat down next to a stout middle-aged man with owl glasses and a bow tie. And he turned out to be a Fulbright scholar there in China, specifically to study Sino-Soviet relations.What a gift it was to the eager young foreign correspondent that I was then. I pump him for information. I'm mentally scribbling notes for the stories I plan to write. Talk to him for hours. Only months later, I discover who he really was. He was the China representative for the American Soybean Association. I don't understand. Soybeans? He told me you were a Fulbright scholar.Well, how long would you have talked to me if I told you you were in soybeans? I said, you jerk. Only jerk wasn't the word I used. I said, you could have gotten me fired. And he said, let's get married. Travel the world and have lots of kids. So we did.And what an alive man Terence Bryan Foley turned out to be. He was a Chinese scholar who, later in his 60s, got a PhD in Chinese history. He spoke 6 languages. He played 15 musical instruments. He was a licensed pilot. He had once been a San Francisco cable car operator. He was an expert in swine nutrition, dairy cattle, Dixieland jazz, film noir, and we did travel the country.And the world. And we did have a lot of kids. We followed my job, and it seemed like there was nothing that we couldn't do.
可能有的人听到这第一段的时候觉得 Wow, it's a perfect couple, right? She's a lucky woman, and he's a lucky guy, and they found each other.
完全可以夫唱夫随的人。
Right, and they were this perfect couple who can hold hands together to walk through the life journey.
大家也是听到了她对她丈夫的描述，她说她丈夫是一个非常有活力的人，她说的是 What an alive man he is. 她的丈夫是如此的有活力，她在60岁的时候还获得了中国历史的博士学位。
Right, the PhD in Chinese history.
她会6种语言。
Yes, he spoke 6 languages and he played 15 musical instruments.
会15种乐器。他有飞行执照。他做过旧金山缆车的司机。他在猪营养学 奶牛营养学方面是专家，南方爵士乐、黑色电影方面也都是专家。
这个人一生说实话经历真的很丰富，
所谓说的比较高端一些的方面、
嗯、
像是黑色电影啊，或者是、营养学方面是专家，同时也是开过缆车司机，就是他经历过人生不同的职业，不同的生活，这生活非常的精彩、
yeah.
所以说当他整个的演讲一转说癌症袭击了她的丈夫的时候，我们都会很感同身受的觉得这是一件非常惋惜的事儿。
嗯，
我们来听听她接下来故事的发展。
So when we found the cancer, it doesn't seem strange to us at all that without saying a word to each other, we believed that if we were smart enough and strong enough and brave enough and we worked hard enough,We could keep him from dying ever. And for years, it seemed like we were succeeding. The surgeon emerged from the surgery. What did he say? He said what surgeons always say. We got it all. Then there was a setback when the pathologists looked at the kidney cancer closely. It turned out to be a rare, exceedingly aggressive type with a diagnosis that was almost universally fatal in several weeks at most. And yet...He did not die. Mysteriously, he lived on. He coached Little League for our son. He built a playhouse for our daughter. And meanwhile, I'm burying myself in the internet looking for specialists. I'm looking for a cure. So a year goes by before the cancer, as cancers do, reappears. And with it comes another death sentence, this time 9 months. So we try another treatment. Aggressive, nasty.It makes him so sick he has to quit it, yet still he lives on. Then another year goes by, 2 years go by, more specialists. We take the kids to Italy, we take the kids to Australia. And then more years pass, and the cancer begins to grow. This time there's new treatments on the horizon. They're exotic, they're experimental. They're going to attack the cancer in new ways. So he enters a clinical trial.And it works. The cancer begins to shrink. And for the third time, we've dodged death. So, now I ask you, how do I feel when the time finally comes and there's another dark night? Sometime between midnight and 2 a.m., this time it's on the intensive care ward, when a 20-something resident that I've never met beforeTells me that Terrence is dying, perhaps tonight. So what do I say when he says, what do you want me to do? There's another drug out there. It's newer. It's more powerful. He started it just 2 weeks ago. Perhaps there's still hope ahead. So what do I say? I say, keep him alive if you can. And Terrence died 6 days later. So we fought. We struggled. We triumphed.It was an exhilarating fight, and I'd repeat the fight today without a moment's hesitation. We fought together, we lived together. It turned what could have been 7 of the grimmest years of our life into 7 of the most glorious. It was also an expensive fight. It was the kind of fight and the kind of choices that everyone here agrees pump up the cost of end-of-life care and of health care for all of us. And...For me, for us, we pushed the fight right over the edge, and I never got the chance to say to him what I say to him now, almost every day, hey, buddy, it was a hell of a ride. We never got the chance to say goodbye. We never thought it was the end. We always had hope. So, what do we make of all of this?
这段当中呢，她给我们说的故事就是她丈夫和癌症斗争的故事，而且不是一次斗争，是三次。当癌症出现以后，她会反复的发作，发现这么一次，你绝望一次，那种感觉，反反复复的经历这样的心灵上的折磨。好在他们都是非常乐观的，她知道这一次没有关系，下一次没有关系，我们一定会战胜病魔的。
Yeah. So now, Michelle, I've got a question for you, and what is the thing?That kept the both of them going forward, keep working out of the problem about having this cancer, and for 3 different battles, and they're still not thinking that they have failed from these battles. What is it? What is it?
I think it is the word that she mentions most of the time.
Yep.
Hope, 希望。
That is the one.
这里面涉及到癌症复发的单词啊，出现了一个 reappears,、癌症复发。
Yeah.
当然说什么什么病复发有 relapse,这样说、the cancer relapse,、some kind of disease relapse,、这是关于疾病的一些生词。他们很乐观地活过了这些年，他们在治疗的过程当中还会带孩子去各地去玩，去不同的国家，去澳大利亚，去意大利，去享受生活。他还为自己的女儿盖房子，还作为他的棒球教练。他会在这些日子当中不断地享受生活，并没有放弃生活。
And they keep trying like a new medicine and the best way to cure the disease.、They started having a lot of different new hopes until the doctor asked Amanda, say, your man is dying. Amanda 说Keep him alive if he could.
他们一共经历了七年这样的日子，在这七年之后呢，他是这样形容他们当时的那段生活。So we fought, we struggled, we triumphed. It was an exhilarating fight, and I'd repeat the fight today without a moment's hesitation. We fought together, we lived together. It turned what we could have been seven of the grimmest years of our life into seven of the most glorious.
将七年有可能是人生最低谷的日子变成了七年最辉煌的日子，但是呢，癌症最终还是夺去了她丈夫的性命。我们来听听她接下来的演讲。
Being a journalist, after Terrence died, I wrote a book, The Cost of Hope. I wrote it because I wanted to know why I did what I did, why he did what he did, why everyone around us did what they did. And what did I discover?Well, one of the things I discovered is that experts think that one answer to what I did at the end was a piece of paper. You know, the advance directive to help families get past these seemingly irrational choices. Yet, I had that piece of paper. We both did. And they were readily available. I had them right at hand. Both of them said the same thing. Do nothing if there is no further hope. I knew Terrence's wishes...as clearly and as surely as I knew my own. Yet, we never got to no further hope. Even with that clear-cut paper in our hands, we just kept redefining hope. I believed I could keep him from dying. And I'd be embarrassed to say that if I hadn't seen so many people and have talked to so many people who have felt exactly the same way. Right up until days before his death,I felt strongly and powerfully, and you might say irrationally, that I could keep him from dying ever. Now, what do the experts call this? They say it's denial. It's a strong word, isn't it? Yet, I will tell you that denial isn't even close to a strong enough word to describe what those of us facing the death of our loved onesgo through. And I hear the medical professionals say, well, we'd like to do such and such, but the family's in denial. The family won't listen to reason. They're in denial. How can they insist on this treatment at the end? It's so clear. Yet they're in denial. Now, I think this maybe isn't a very useful way of thinking. It's not just families either. The medical professionals, too. You out there, you're in denial, too. You want to help.You want to fix. You want to do. You've succeeded in everything you've done. And having a patient die, well, that must feel like failure. I saw it firsthand. Just days before Terrence died, his oncologist said, tell Terrence that better days are just ahead. Days before he died. Yet, Ira Byock, the director of palliative medicine at Dartmouth, said, you know...The best doctor in the world has never succeeded in making anyone immortal. So, what the experts call denial, I call hope. And I'd like to borrow a phrase from my friends in software design. You just redefine denial and hope, and it becomes a feature of being human. It's not a bug. It's a feature. So we need to think more constructively about this very common, very profound, and very powerful human emotion. It's part of the human condition, and yet Our system and our thinking isn't built to accommodate it. So Terrence told me a story on that long ago night, and I believed it. Maybe I wanted to believe it. And during Terrence's illness, we wanted to believe the story of our fight together, too. Giving up the fight, for that's how it felt like giving up, meant giving up not only his life, but also our story. The story of us as fighters. The story of us as invincible. And for the doctors, the story of themselves as healers. So what do we need? Maybe we don't need a new piece of paper. Maybe we need a new story. Not a story about giving up the fight or of hopelessness, but rather a story of victory and triumph, of a valiant battle and eventually, a graceful retreat. A story that acknowledges that not even the greatest general defeats every foe, that no doctor has ever succeeded in making anyone immortal, and that no wife, no matter how hard she tried, has ever stopped even the bravest, wittiest, and most maddeningly lovable husband from dying when it was his time to go. People did mention hospice, but I wouldn't. Hospice was for people who were dying, and Terrence wasn't dying. As a result, he spent just 4 days in hospice, which I'm sure, as you all know, is a pretty typical outcome. And we never said goodbye because we were unprepared for the end. We have a noble path to curing the disease, patients and doctors alike, but there doesn't seem to be a noble path to dying. Dying is seen as failing. And we had a heroic narrative for fighting together, but we didn't have a heroic narrative for letting go. So maybe we need a narrative for acknowledging the end and for saying goodbye. And maybe our new story will be about a hero's fight and a hero's goodbye. Terence loved poetry, and the Greek poet Konstantin Kavafi is one of my favorite poets. So I'll give you a couple lines from him. This is a poem about Mark Antony. You know Mark Antony, the conqueror here, Cleopatra's guy? Actually, one of Cleopatra's guys. And, you know, he's been a pretty good general. He's won all the fights. He's eluded all the people that are out to get him. And yet, this time, finally, he's come to the city of Alexandria and realized he's lost. The people are leaving. They're playing their instruments. They're singing. And suddenly, he knows he's been defeated. And he suddenly knows he's been deserted by the gods. And it's time to let go. And the poet tells him what to do. He tells him how to say a noble goodbye. A goodbye that's fit for a hero. As if long prepared, as if courageous, as it becomes you who were worthy of such a city, approach the window with a firm step and with emotion, but not with the entreaties or the complaints of a coward. As a last enjoyment, listen to the sounds, the exquisite instruments of the musical troops, and bid her farewell, the Alexandria you're losing. That's a goodbye for a man who was larger than life, a goodbye for a man who, for whom anything, well, almost anything, was possible. A goodbye for a man who kept hope alive. And isn't that what we're missing? How can we learn that people's decisions about their loved ones are often based strongly, powerfully, many times irrationally, on the slimmest of hopes? The overwhelming presence of hope isn't denial. It's part of our DNA as humans. And it's time our healthcare system, doctors, patients, insurance companies, us, started accounting for the power of that hope. Hope isn't a bug. It's a feature. Thank you.
Well, I personally do appreciate this kind of attitude because it's not only we're having hope to face death, but to face failure, to face challenges and a lot of difficulties that they have appeared in our lives. And if you do have a hope, it doesn't matter how big or how small this hope is, grab it. Don't easily say, I'm giving up on it.
在他这个处境当中啊，一个自己最亲密的伙伴、爱人就要走到了生命的尽头，这时候他肯定会是抓住每一个希望不放的。所以当医生说他这种行为啊，就是说一定有希望，一定有希望，这种念头是一种对生活的拒绝，叫做拒绝现实。没有一个词可以完全描述一个人面对爱人死亡时候的心情。他说，如果你管我这个叫做不面对现实的话，那么一个医生不能接受自己无法挽回病人生命的这件事情，也是一个拒绝现实。并给她举了一个例子，就是说给她丈夫治病的肿瘤医生，在她丈夫去世的前几天还在告诉她，她丈夫会好起来，过些天就会好了。直到她看过了很多人得了同样的病去世了，跟过很多有类似经验的人聊天以后，才发现应该是去接受现实，而非是一味的跟她抗争。
Some people may say, now you changed your attitude. 你刚才不是还挺坚定说 Well, we can do everything. I'm gonna keep my husband aliveAnd he's not dying, but why now you start thinking about having a kind of new attitude? You need to be brave to accept the fact that the husband is dying. 实际上我在这里想说的并不是他的一个态度的转变，我觉得这不是一般人能做出来的。很多人也许能做到第一步， keep doing it. This is my target, and I'm going to be focusing on it all the time until I make it happen. Even though there's a little hope, and I'm still working on it.Most of the people, they're having this strong spirit, and they keep doing it until the moment that you have to face the truth that you are going to fail. And a lot of people collapsed. They become crazy because they think, I've been working so hard on it. But this is a reality. If you can be able to work on something with a very strong will and a strong mind to learn how to face the fact that once you have to fail...You should walk out of the dark and walk out of the shadow.、I admire this woman that she had never, ever given up on her husband until the moment her husband is gone. But she didn't just stay in the shadow. Instead, she learned how to stand up again to face the fact, this is something I can't change.
在克伦兹生病的期间，放弃战斗。这种放弃的感觉不只意味着放弃了她丈夫的生命，同时意味着放弃了他们一起战斗的故事，放弃了他们不可战胜的故事，放弃了医生作为拯救者的故事。她不断地对生活充满希望，给了她很美好的憧憬。一旦这样的憧憬破碎了的话，她还是要重新检视好自己的心情，坚强地活下去，对死亡来进行另外一种解释。她觉得在这样的情况下，他们需要另外一种解释，不是一个因为没有希望而放弃战斗的故事，而是一个关于胜利、关于勇敢战斗、关于优雅退出的故事，一个承认最优秀的将军也不能战胜每个敌人的故事，一个最优秀的医生也不能使人长生不死的故事，同样一个再努力的妻子也不能阻止她最爱的丈夫去世的故事。接受这样一个现实，我们之前奋斗过、抗争过、和命运斗争过，就我们尽到了最大的努力，我们也有过希望，所以一切还是要顺其自然。
你不仅仅要在追求你的梦想当中，在保存着你的希望当中变成一个英雄，而且你要强大起来，在你即使是失去了这次战役，即使是你的最终的目标没有达成你的所愿的时候，你同样要像骄傲的英雄一样，能够走出自己的阴影，走出自己的失败的这种心态。
好了，各位，今天的内容就是这些。大家如果有问题提给我们，或者有经验和我们分享，欢迎通过新浪微博和微信跟我们联系。节目微博是大学生英语在线，@我们私信我们都可以。节目的微信账号是 Question of the Day， 没有空格，欢迎大家语音提问。微博当中也可以找到我和雷老师，我是米歇尔，米饭的米，一些的歇，耳朵的耳。
大家也可以找到我雷世健，新浪微博雷锋的雷，士兵的士，建设的建。
我们明天见。下一期大学生英语再见将为您带来雅思口语话题 House and Flat， 接下来是私房拷贝 Home Video， 主持人何杰将为您带来电影《爱的初学者》第二部分，学会爱自己，爱他人。
Back. backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built for two. Only with living if somebody is loving you. Maybe now. Swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, thinking I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all.